Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1431. Learn to Gym. A Beginner's Guide by Sam Lynch of fitinitiative.co.uk. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course. Now today, I'm featuring a brand new author for the show. I'll tell you all about Sam right after the reading. But for now, let's get right to the post as we optimize your life. Learn to Gym, A Beginner's Guide by Sam Lynch of fitinitiative.co.uk. If you've ever been taught to drive, then you'll know that the first lesson is pretty much getting familiar with the car and the way it operates before going about 1 mile per hour to test out your clutch control. It takes a few boring lessons before you even start to move at any sort of speed, even more lessons until your instructor trusts you to do so. Driving is a skill that needs to be taught and learned properly. You're taught, assessed, and once you've passed, then you can be on your merry way. But even then, the wisest among us are still hesitant, and it takes us some time to build up our confidence on the road. This is the same way that you should approach your resistance training when you're first starting out. Just as there are laws of the road that need to be abided by, there are laws that your body needs to abide by when you're shifting heavy weights around. Just as you wouldn't want to wreck your car when you don't know how to drive it, don't wreck your body when you don't know how to move it. My advice: if you're unsure, then ask a professional. There seems to be this stigma that if you don't know what you're doing in the gym, then others will look down on you or single you out as the newbie. My advice is, who cares? There are professionals in the industry for a reason. I'd rather be singled out as the newbie at the gym than the person who never sought out advice and is still doing things wrong 2 years later. Form first, strength later. Focus on movement patterns, not moving weight. Strength will come, and it'll come much safer when you're moving properly. It's easier to build up strength than it is to retrain crappy movement patterns. It's also easier to build up strength when you're not constantly hounded by injuries and little discomforts. Stimulate, don't annihilate. You're looking to stimulate the muscles, not annihilate them. Training to failure on every set, on every exercise, every day, is only going to lead you down a path to injury. Training for maximal strength is important, but doing it too often will leave you burnt out and more likely to hurt yourself. When you're just starting out, it's important for you to build up the right neuromuscular connections, motor control, and foundations of strength before you even start lifting heavy. Work through a variety of rep ranges and focus on your technique. Stop watching the bodybuilder next to you. Sounds counterintuitive, right? The biggest guy in the room must clearly know what he's doing if he's gotten to that size, assuming that you're training for growth. But the thing is, the way that person trains now is not necessarily how they trained when they first started out. Giant sets of 4 chest exercises back to back may be what that person needs to stimulate growth after a decade of solid training, but it's only going to leave you, the novice, injured. Utilize the machines. When a beginner uses a machine, they look like a beginner's tool. When a pro uses a machine, suddenly they're a fantastic piece of equipment. Machines are useful no matter your training age, and if you're just starting out, they're a safe way for you to reinforce movement patterns. With less stability to worry about, machines will help you to focus on the primary movers and build up strength in that pattern. If you jump straight in with dumbbells, you may soon find yourself limited by your ability to stabilize the movement. Pull, pull, pull. The anterior muscles of the body may be the mirror muscles that everyone desires, like a six-pack or a large chest and so on, but the posterior muscles are the ones that give you stability, control, and strength to execute movements properly. Pull 2 to 3 times more than you push to spare yourself the agony of injury and train yourself for longevity. Train the 6 foundational movement patterns. The 6 foundational movement patterns are squat, hinge, lunge, push, pull, and carry. Simple as that. These 6 movement patterns should be included into every program and trained at least twice a week. These patterns make up the foundations of movement and strength that are incorporated into every important lift in the gym. Resistance training is a skill as much as it is anything else, so train it and treat it as one. Develop your skills and become better at executing them. Lifting heavy is cool. Lifting properly is cooler. You just listened to the post titled "Learn to Gym: A Beginner's Guide" by Sam Lynch of fitinitiative.co.uk. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Sam has been in and around the fitness industry for over 10 years, studying multiple areas before becoming a personal trainer. He specializes in functional, pain-free training and has a lot to offer on his site. Come by fitinitiative.co.uk for more. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. And look, Sam's tips are spot on. I love the learning to drive analogy. I actually use the same analogy when teaching my students about changing habits. As Sam said, when you're first learning to drive, it seems like there's so much to remember, and it feels like everything has to be done perfectly, because one mistake can mean disaster, right? But think about what driving feels like now. Once you're cruising down the highway, you probably aren't even thinking about how much pressure you're applying to the gas pedal, or how much distance you're keeping between you and the next car, and so on. It's all very natural now. But before you even sat behind the steering wheel for the first time, you had to learn the rules of the road. You had to understand what to do and what not to do. That's how it is when it comes to working out and really starting any new habit. When you're first learning how to perform a proper squat, for example, like we learned about last week, or a deadlift, or a pull-up, or a push-up, whatever, it feels overwhelming. You'll be thinking, wait, when am I supposed to breathe? How deep should my squat be again? Uh-oh, I held my breath. Is that bad? My knees pointed inward when I came out of that move. That's bad, right? I don't think I engaged my core when I performed that last rep. Did I just give myself a hernia? These thoughts are all normal. And just like when you learn to drive, things will start to get easier. And as Sam said in today's post, if it's feasible for you, find someone to teach you the rules of the road, so to speak. Hire a certified trainer that has lots of experience working with newbies. Then, once you've got the moves down, go out on your own without fear. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being here every day. And I'll be back here tomorrow for the Tuesday show. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.